My name is Ginny Barber. I'm the director of the Australasian Open Access Strategy Group, and I'm talking today with Martin Borschut, who is the chair of the Australasian Open Access Strategy Group and the university librarian at UNSW, ahead of Open Access Week 2020. So, Martin, why do you think it's important to be advocating for open access, especially now?
Hi, everybody. I think the first thing to mention is equity. We expect often, because we often work in universities, that everyone has access to all the research outputs, but they don't. There's really quite a low percentage of access to universities and other research institutions' research outputs, especially perhaps if you look in the corporate sector and schools, government. I think the main areas in Australia that have access are universities, the health sector in particular. But if you look at the total number of people working here in Australia, in those areas, it's really only about a tenth of the population that have that ongoing access. The second part would be, I think open access really allows researchers and also corporates to work together and to collaborate. And by making research open, it helps to speed up the pace of research. And there's also an efficiency aspect to this as well. We've seen this year with the pandemic that researchers are using preprints a lot more than they had been in the past. And this is because they're acknowledging problems, I think, in the ecosystem. They want the immediate and open access to research to help them work together across the globe and to, I think, help find a vaccine as quickly as possible. The other aspect would be data. Researchers also need to share their data as well, and that is for the same reasons.
Yeah, that's a really great set of reasons, particularly this year in the pandemic, and also the idea of equity plays in very well, of course, to the idea of the theme this year for Open Access Week. So what do you think the role of an advocacy group such as the Australasian Open Access Strategy Group should be at this time?
I think there's a lot to do for the AOSG here. The main reason is because of all of the complexity around open access, around the complexity that we have in all aspects of scholarly communications in general. We bring expertise to the problems and to the issues, and it's very important that we have the advocacy role. So we work with all different stakeholder groups to advocate for open access. We've also got that other role where we have to build capacity. Which will be librarians, but also researchers, HDR students as well. And it's very important that we work with partners and on this and don't do it, I think, all alone.
Yeah. So, I mean, given all of that, and, you know, we've seen some advances in open access over the past, you know, year or so in particular, but what do you see as the major challenges moving forward with open access?
I think there are many challenges that we're working with at the moment. I mentioned a complexity, and I really do think that that is part of the challenge. We have differences in disciplines around the world as well to work with, and just the range of stakeholders gives us a challenge to work with as well. Another aspect of complexity is the business models. You know, there's a wide variety of business models, and we really want to help to encourage innovation as well. We've seen the release of a lot of information of the Plan S as well, and I think it's very important for the AOSG to explain Plan S and to work with stakeholders. There's been quite a bit of work done also with Plan S around retaining rights. It's important for researchers to retain the copyright of their work, I think, as they publish. And so there's a lot of, I think, explaining and support to do for researchers in that space. With Plan S too, I think it very clearly supports both green open access and gold open access. So there's a challenge for us to keep on working with repositories and maintain them and encourage content in them. They're a very, very, I think, important part of market forces at the moment in that space. Another challenge would be the affordability of gold open access. of course, because publishers, even if they're OA, even because if they are OA publishers, you know, they still want to make profits. So I think there's a lot of work to do around negotiation, which AOSG is not involved in those negotiations, but we do provide advice.
Yeah, thank you for that. I agree. It's a complex landscape at the moment, which I'm getting increasingly so. So this week, next week, we've got a large programme of events for Open Access Week. We're very excited to have got 10 events that we are organising, as well as the many events that are going on at institutions throughout Australia and New Zealand. So we have everything from papers, speakers on preprints, on infrastructure, on citizen science, and we also have a set of workshops and a panel of Indigenous researchers will be talking to us. So who would you like to see engaging with these talks and workshops next year, next week?
Well, I would like to say that we always invite everyone. So we don't want to have only members join. It's open to everybody. I'd really like to see a wide variety of researchers and HDR students join, I think, these events, which is a wonderful range of events. I'd like to see stakeholder groups also involved, as well as courses librarians and members too. So I think it will really add to the richness of the events if we have a wide variety of stakeholders attending.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. And I just would just say we've worked with a team of OA practitioners across Australia and New Zealand to help pull this together, and that's been really crucial. Each of them have brought their own expertise to developing the programme, which we've really appreciated. Finally, just the theme this year is Open with Purpose, taking action to build structural equity and inclusion. This is obviously, you know, talked of some very deep issues within scholarly communication as well as society more generally, but how do you think we should be supporting this theme in Australia and New Zealand?
So some research has shown that in Australia, the level of open access is still lower than in many other parts of the world. So there's quite a lot of work to do here in Australia and New Zealand still. I think something really useful to do is to help build the collaboration between higher education and the other areas where we can work with in industry and business in particular. And I think that that would be a major outcome of increasing OA in Australia. I'd like to see us still build institutional repositories and encourage also our research to work with the international repositories and put their content there as well, where they want to. I'd like to see the funders of research in Australia do some work to update their policies and procedures. Here, their policies have been around for quite a long time ago, and I think the rest of the world is moving on a bit in terms of policy, so that would be a good thing to do. Perhaps also work on compliance with policy and maybe use the application of funding in the future as a lever as well. Maybe also use research assessment exercises in some way to help drive compliance as well. And then I think working with the university sector, perhaps doing some more work around advocacy in the gold open access space as well, especially our working with CORE, would be, I think, another really good thing to do.
Great, thank you for that. We've got a very exciting programme of events next week. I would encourage everybody to look at them. They're on our website, aosg.org.au, under Open Access Week 2020. Thanks very much, Martin, and I look forward to seeing lots of engagement next week. I think that's going to be what we mostly hope for.
It's going to be really great and really exciting, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you.
Thanks.